Chapter 4, Napkin Presentation Number 3, Four Things You Have to Do. In the first presentations, we told you some of the things to do. And in the second presentation, we told you some things not to do, as far as working in depth with your organization. In this napkin presentation, we will show you four things you have to do to be successful in a multi-level marketing program. These four things are an absolute must. Everybody in multi-level marketing who is making $100,000 or $200,000 per year and more did and is doing these four things. To help you remember these four things, I have paralleled the points to a story which you can relate to your people. They will not only pick up on the parallel, but will remember the have-to-dos also. The way the story goes is this. Let's imagine you want to take a trip in the family car and leave rainy Washington, it really isn't as bad as some people like to make it out to be, and drive to sunny California. The sunshine in California will represent reaching the top in the program that you're in. When you get there, you are successful. You're at the top. The first thing you have to do is get in and get started. There isn't anybody in MLM who has made a lot of money unless they first got started. The amount of money it takes to get started depends on the company and the program you choose as your vehicle. It can range from nothing on up to $1,250, $45, $100, $200, or even $500 or more. The second thing you need to do as you take this trip is buy gas and oil. As you travel to the top, California, you will use up the fuel and oil products, and it will be necessary to replace them. MLM works best with products that are consumable. You will use the products up and buy them again and again. You must use the products of the company you represent yourself. Remember, we showed you in napkin presentation number one that with 780 distributors, it doesn't matter which program you're in. You will have a very sizable volume. Naturally, you can see the advantages of building a business with a vehicle that has consumable products. Most multi-level companies are in that category. Non-consumables are usually marketed through retail or direct sales methods, but not always. The other result of using the products yourself is you will get excited about them. Rather than spend a large sum of money on advertising, MLM companies put their money into product development, and as a result will usually have a higher quality product than that which is normally available in a retail store. The third thing you have to do is get into high gear. Of course you realize that nobody starts out in high gear. We all start out in neutral. Incidentally, notice that we are not driving in automatic. We may be in the car, still in the driveway, with the key turned on and the motor racing, but if we never get out of neutral, we will never get to California, or anywhere else for that matter. To get your car into gear, you must sponsor someone into the business. When you sponsor someone, you are in first gear. I believe you should be in first gear 5 times, with 5 serious people. In one of the other presentations, I show you how to determine which of your people are serious. You will want your 5 people to get into gear also. You teach them how to get into first gear by sponsoring someone. When each of your 5 people is in first gear 5 times, you will be in second gear 25 times. Teach your people to teach their 5 to get into first gear 5 times. They are now in second gear 25 times each, and that puts you in third gear 125 times. When you have third-level distributors in your organization, you are in third gear. Have you noticed how much smoother your car runs in fourth gear? So does your organization. You want to be in high gear, fourth gear, as soon as you can. When your first levels are in third gear, you will be in fourth gear. Naturally, you want your people to be in high or fourth gear as well, and when they are, you are in overdrive. How do you get into overdrive? You simply help teach the people you sponsored to get their people into third gear, which puts them into fourth gear and puts you in overdrive. The fourth thing, while you are on your journey to California, is to use the time you have to share your products with the people who are going with you. Let them try them. Let them experience the benefits of the product. When they want to know where they can get them, guess what you do at that point? So share with your friends. For a number of people, this is the retailing part of the business. At this point, it is important to notice that as we went through napkin presentation number 1 and number 2, And now here at number three, we've told you the four things you have to do to be successful. Not once did we tell you that you have to go out and sell. We say you don't have to go out and sell the products in the normal sense of the word sell. We do say you need to share the products with your friends. You can even share them with strangers. When they see the benefits of your products and your marketing plan, they will become new friends. You don't even need a large number of customers, say 10 or even less. If all you ever had was 10 customers, hey, that's okay. All it means is item number four is a very small portion. So what if we cover up the four altogether? You could still get to California by doing the first three. Notice, however, if you didn't do number three, get into high gear, and did a lot of number four, you would never get out of the driveway. That's what salesmen do. Once you understand this and tie it in with number one and number two, you start developing the proper MLM attitude. Starting from square one with your new person, you want to get into their subconscious, the number five. All you need to do is find five serious people who want to get serious about the business. When you run into people and ask them how they are doing, you may hear the response, "Gee, I can't find anyone who wants to sell." There's that word sell again. Quit looking for people who want to sell. Start looking for people who want to earn $600, $1,200, or $1,500 per month without having to go to work every day. Do you or they know anybody like that? Your answer and theirs, like mine, will be, "Yeah, everybody." Well, those are the people you want to talk to, because everybody would like to have that kind of dough coming in. Simply point out that it may take 5 or 10 hours a week of their spare time to build a business. But then we hasten to say, what's wrong with that? People sometimes get into MLM programs and think somehow it's going to happen just because they signed up. Not so. Remember, the car we are driving to California does not have an automatic transmission. I know, and surely you know, people who have gone to college to get a degree. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're one of them. You go to school every day, you study all day and half the night, week after week, for years. Then when you finally graduate, how much money can you make? So give 5 to 10 hours of your time each week to learning the 10 napkin presentations and everything you can about the MLM company you're representing. When you learn and understand them, you can teach the napkin presentations to others. This book is the key to tomorrow's success. We don't want you to get uptight by thinking you can't teach someone what you are learning here. Sure, this may be the first time you've read or heard these concepts, and we really can't expect you to know it all well enough to teach it. But then you don't have to. Remember, to get into a multi-level marketing program, you have to have a sponsor. If your sponsor is a real sponsor, he will help you with your first five people. Notice, it's a helping relationship. It's the process of showing the napkin presentations to your friends at meetings, one-on-one or in groups. Your sponsor is training you as well. As a suggestion, we ask that you get some sort of goal for yourself. When you are about 20% up the ladder in your program, you should know and understand the 10 napkin presentations. By the time you get 3/4 of the way, you should be able to teach others. When you are at or near the top, you will be able to teach your people to teach others. It's something beneficial that you can master over a relatively short period of time. With this book and/or the CD on the same subject, you can sit down and read and study or listen to the CD again, again, and again. If you were given an assignment to do the above and you had to go through the material 5, 6, or even 10 times, and a year from now it meant you could be making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, or even $6,000 a month, is it worth spending 5 or 10 hours a week? Now you have to admit, that's a pretty neat way to go to school, right? Take a look at some of those college textbooks and trying to learn what they contain. They're not going to make that kind of money for you. Welcome to MLM University. Four things you have to do. 1, get in, get started. 2, use the products. 3, shift into high gear. And 4, share with friends. Retail.